Cuban leaders have long defended the nation's human rights record from critics in the U.S. and Europe. President Raul Castro, however, said the latest round of criticism is akin to blackmail.
No cederemos jamás al chantaje.
We will never yield to blackmail from any country or group of nations, no matter how powerful they are.
The death of jailed dissident Orlando Zapata Tamayo sparked criticism of Cuba by U.S. and European leaders. Zapata Tamayo fasted for more than 80 days to press for better jail conditions. At a Communist Youth Congress, Mr. Castro said foreign critics are using the death to launch a new media campaign against Cuba.
They are cynically manipulating the death of a person jailed for common crimes.
President Obama has said Zapata Tamayo's death was tragic, and he called for the release of all political prisoners in Cuba. Other dissidents have launched hunger strikes, including Cuban journalist Guillermo Fariñas. He says he will refuse food until the Cuban government releases 26 political prisoners said to be in poor health. U.S. officials also are concerned about a group called the Ladies in White, made up of wives and relatives of jailed dissidents. Gordon Duguid is acting deputy spokesman at the State Department.
We're concerned about the welfare of the Damas de Blanco, and dismayed that a peaceful march was disrupted by the Cuban government authorities, who interfered with the right of Cuban citizens to peacefully assemble and express their support for their family members who are prisoners of conscience.
Last month, Cuban Americans and other Miami residents held a march in support of the Ladies in White. At the same time in Havana, the Ladies in White tried to march, but police intervened. Pro-democracy groups say anti-government sentiment is spreading, partly because of the death of Zapata Tamayo. Marcy Bellu monitors human rights in Cuba for the Cuban Democratic Directorate, a pro-democracy group in Miami.
We're seeing every day that people are just not willing to cooperate with the regime, and they've had to do the beatings and do these arrests and sacrifice their image in order to try to control them.
Lou says the crackdown is not a result of pressure from the White House, rather it's in response to domestic problems.
With the marches that are going on, not just in Miami, but in Los Angeles, in New York, in Spain, I think even in Brazil there are people supporting. And that's something that's tying the Cuban exile community, wherever they are, with people inside the island. That's something that's new.
Pro-democracy activists like Lou hope pressure inside and outside the island will yield change in Havana, but for the moment, it's unclear how things will play out. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.